Hi, everybody. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
Welcome to the We Don't Know Either podcast. Michael, you just have a cheesy grin on your face. Why are you grinning so much?
I always think my smile is going to throw off the opening of the podcast, which I think it did this morning, and I was very pleased with myself.
I was going to say, Lindsay, the reason he's smiling, because I'm smiling the exact same smile, is because after a 380 episodes, you decided to reverse how you open the podcast.
Did I?
Yeah.
What do they do differently?
Usually you say, hi, this is, welcome to the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay. And then we go through the whole thing. You caught me off guard because you went, hi, I'm Lindsay. That's how you started the podcast. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm next. Oh, I got to move back.
We got to jump into this.
Wait, should I redo it? Are we going to record
this? No, absolutely. we should keep recording.
Well, I say that I'm the host of the We Don't Know Either podcast, and I guess when you are the host, you should have an opening that's pretty regimented, and I failed that, my one hosting duty.
Well, you've only done it that way like 200 times, so there's bound to be a mistake every once in a while.
I guess so. Well, everything is upside down.
Half percent. I'm calling that good.
We're in the opposite place, the darkest timeline. Time is relative anymore in this COVID world.
That's right.
Cool. Well, I definitely don't want to go first for my fact, which I do remember on each episode of the We Don't Know Either podcast, we go through and we each try to guess interesting facts and trivia related fun things. So I remember that at least. So I don't want to go first. So Michael, you and your cheesy grin can kick us off.
But I brought a cooking recipe.
Oh, well, is it fact-based?
It is. Okay, let me see if I can find something else. Okay, here's something. So what is the only manufacturing plant authorized by the federal government to input and process coca leaves? Is in what state?
Hawaii?
Not Hawaii.
Okay, so coca leaves for cocaine, yes?
Coca leaves are used as the basis for cocaine as well as something else.
Chocolate?
Not chocolate.
Because that would explain a lot.
The cocoa bean.
Okay.
They're the pot, the like, what are the, I don't, I'm so bad at pronouncing it, but it's a specific pod. Cacao. No, that's definitely
cacao?
Wrong. Cacao, yes. Cacao pods, yes. We've been working a lot with the Botanic Garden, and they are so wonderful and so patient with my terrible pronunciations of all things plant related. But I've learned a lot. I just can't tell anybody about what I've learned because I can't say any of it.
Right. Okay, so it's a 1 in 50 chance.
One in 49, because we know that Hawaii is not there. Because I thought originally, Michael, you were talking about those chocolate pod beans, and I know that they're like native to South America and grow in a tropical climate, so that is why my brain immediately went to Hawaii. Now that I know you're not talking about the chocolate pods, it opens up a way more random guess.
Right. Well, Lindsay already guessed Hawaii, which means now my chances are one out of 49.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think Lindsay should take another guess.
Another guess. Okay. Well, what do I know about cocaine?
Coca leaves.
What do I know about cocaine? No, actually, not a lot. Have been asked if my high energy is a result of that, much like we were talking about caffeine the other week. A lot of people think that I'm on drugs, and I want to say very clearly on this podcast, I am not. Really, again, Nick, I'm just delaying.
Look, my whole point was to get you to guess so that I had a better chance of guessing right.
Oh, so you have your better odds with your 1 in 48 chance, yeah. Or whatever. Well, I don't even know what the secondary use would be, and I feel like, Michael, knowing the secondary use would be helpful in determining which state would allow it, right?
Well, the secondary use is what makes this interesting.
Okay.
But I'm not sure it would help you all that much. So I'll go ahead and give you just
I have another hint, or I have another guess.
Yeah.
And this is a very far stretched, okay? But isn't Coca-Cola, they did obviously very early on have that in their recipe, and they're based out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta? I don't know if they're still using it.
So the state would be Georgia.
I know that. Yeah, I'm getting there. Yes, the state would be Georgia. I don't know if they're still using it, but that would be the only connection that I would be able to make.
Lindsay, you are absolutely on the right track.
But not right.
It's not based in Georgia, unfortunately. Since 1904, Coca-Cola has used cocaine-free coca leaf extract that is still part of the recipe today. So they are the only company. The extract is prepared at the Steppen Company plant in Maywood, New Jersey. So, yeah, but the interesting piece of all this was the fact that there's only one plant and it's used for they extract the cocaine, which gets shipped to a different company called – it's a very German name – Mallinckrodt, which
that is a very German name.
The only company in the U.S. licensed to purify cocaine for medicinal use. But then that the rest of that extract, that non-cocaine extract, is still used for Coca-Cola.
Okay. Huh. That is interesting.
But I see, I feel like that's so frustrating that I finally logic my way through something and I thought about something for more than 1 second and was still wrong.
So what have we learned?
Don't try.
Can't win, don't try. Got it.
Yeah, which I think needs to be our secret phrase, right?
Can't win, don't try.
I was going to say just don't try. Just don't try, people. Don't try. That is the lesson that we want to take away from this We Don't Know Either podcast. It's opposite day here. I'm following a logic train, messing up the opening. Just don't try.
Yep.
All right, Nick, well, do you have a segue?
I do. So cocaine is extremely addictive. You know what else is very addictive? Musical theater. So, because of the time of year it is Hamilton on Disney Plus time of year.
Yeah, right.
So
came
finally,
out on Friday.
Yeah, I know that the two of you have seen it live multiple times, correct?
I've seen it twice.
Okay.
I saw it on Broadway.
Okay. So, both of you have seen it. So I decided it would be fun to do a Hamilton fact for you.
Ooh. All right. All okay. Right. Relevant.
It's about the stage production, about the original cast. So,
Michael, we better not throw away our shot.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Nick. I didn't mean to.
You're not sorry.
No, Nick, I'm sorry. I feel bad because I just don't want the audience to have to wait for it anymore.
And that's been the We Don't Know Either podcast. Right.
Oh, sorry, Michael. Are these puns not satisfying you?
You were saying earlier you're doing everything backwards. It's like the world's turned upside down.
yeah, I know. It's I'm just nonstop with them. I can't. Okay. Sorry. One last time. We'll go. All right. I'm sorry. I'll stop before I burn this whole podcast down. So Nick, what is your fact?
All right. So it's pretty obvious that certain roles in the production are played by the same actor, right? First act, mm-hmm. second act, they change their roles. How many actors play multiple roles in the show? Multiple named roles.
Multiple named roles. Okay. Lindsay, do you know this? Do you have any frame reference? Because I can start listing them.
Yeah, go for it. Do your list. Okay. I really shouldn't talk anymore because it will just be puns. Oh, so
okay. I was really anticipating one more. I was like, I don't know where it's coming from, but it's coming. So Marquita Lafayette
she's got a chance to do it one last time.
I already used that one. No.
So Marquita Lafayette is Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Hercules Mulligan is John not Adams.
Madison,
thank you. Philip is John Lawrence. Maria Reynolds is Peggy.
That was the one I was thinking that we were going to forget.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of...
I don't know of any others in the main named cast.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about the kind of the first act and just go through all the actors for that.
Hamilton, was the king anybody else?
The king was in both acts. So, yeah, I mean, the any character change happens at the intermission.
Yeah.
All right, so Michael, you're currently at four?
I'm currently at 4, and I'm going to throw one more in.
I was going to say, because if the answer was 4, that would be enough.
So it is 4?
Huh? It's not.
It's not 4. Okay.
Well, because what I was about to say is I bet you I'm forgetting somebody, so I'm going to say 5.
You're just going to add to it.
I'm just going to add to it.
I've gone through.
It's a minimum of 4.
Yeah, I want to stick with 4. I mean, you're saying that it's wrong, but I felt that would be what I would have said because I can't think of anybody else named that would be different.
Okay, so the correct answer is 5. Michael, you are correct.
Okay.
And the one that you were correct on all of the ones you listed, Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson are both played by David Diggs. Peggy Schuyler, Maria Reynolds are both, Jasmine Jones, Hercules Mulligan and James Madison are both, I'm going to botch this so badly. It's, Okirite Anawadawan. Anthony Ramos is John Lawrence and Philip Hamilton. And the one you missed, Sidney James Harcourt plays Philip Schuyler and James Reynolds.
Oh, I said that one.
Oh, did you? Well, then which one did you miss? Did you miss Anthony Ramos?
Anthony Ramos as?
John Lawrence and Philip Hamilton.
Oh, James Lawrence. I'm sorry. What was that last one more time?
Anthony Ramos played John Lawrence and...
The last one on your list.
Oh, Sidney Harcourt played Philip Schuyler and James Reynolds.
Yeah, that's the one I definitely missed.
I didn't actually know that.
Yeah, me neither.
Huh.
It's all right. It's fine to miss them. You'll be back.
Well, no, it's always nice when you answer the question what I miss, you know? Oh, man. Okay, so Nick, what
all right,
comes
so
next?
Lindsay, what comes next? Nah, damn it. Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Coming in hot. Love it.
God, take a break.
I know. It's hard, guys. Like, I think that it's really good that we are still doing these podcasts, but I do miss being in the room where it happens, and that's our podcast studio. I miss it. I miss it a lot.
I'm tired. I'm ready to burn it all to the ground.
I think we've hit a lot of these.
Yeah.
I'm going through the soundtrack in my head and I'm like, we're doing really well here. Almost like I just want to take a break almost. It's like tiring for me to have to do all these puns with the songs. And for those of you that haven't listened to Hamilton, you probably should, because then this podcast will be a lot more tolerable for you.
Yeah.
Don't worry, that thumping you're about to hear is just my head against the wall at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, Michael, you gotta lean into it. When Lindsay gets this far off the deep end, you gotta go for it.
Just stay alive, Michael. Just stay alive.
But yeah, I miss our studio. It took me forever to figure out how to do this from home. That's why we missed a couple of weeks there. I had to go to IKEA and pick up a whole bunch of furniture that I had to build in my house. And man, it was a really difficult cabinet battle.
Dang it! Oh, I knew where you were going. Oh man.
Oh, Michael has actually left.
he's just gone. He's just out telling other people about the story of tonight, wherever he may be. Oh, Michael, it's okay. Okay, well, I guess we hit most of them. And I think that it is actually time to meet me inside and listen to my next fact. Actually, my fact is related to the inside in the sense that it can happen both inside and outside. Those are opposite places, but this, you can fly to both of them, I guess. I'm sorry, my head's still just thinking of how I can make Hamilton puns relate to drone racing, because that is the stretch that I'm going. So drone racing, they've been happening during COVID. They've been on air, and the Drone Racing League has been around for years. And so I was curious as to how fast do these things actually go? And I wanted to also know how high drones go, but that got into some dark places. Like, people have been flying drones. One guy in Russia flew a drone 33,000 feet in the air. And some people in the U.S. had done it to 11,000 feet, which is super duper illegal. You're not allowed to go more than a few hundred, because, you know, if it hits a plane, that's pretty catastrophic for the drone, obviously, and the plane. So
my sister just got a drone for her birthday like a week and a half ago because she does a lot of aerial photography, or she wants to start doing it. So it's like a legitimate, like, high dollar, like, photography drone.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to go fly it for the first time ever. She took it out of the box and she powered it up and she downloaded the software and she did everything she needed to do. She took it out into her backyard, wouldn't take off. Apparently her backyard is a no fly zone.
Yep.
So
yeah,
I believe everywhere we are currently recording from as well, all three of our places might be within that no-fly of DC.
So my house is just outside of the flight path for the planes that are going international. So because I am not in the DC limits and I am outside of the path itself, she came over here and she used it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think me and Lindsay definitely are within that kind of no-fly zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not something I'm really going to test out, you know? It's kind of one of those things where I'll play it cautious. I'll play it safe.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's drones.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. It's nice where I am. It's quiet uptown.
Yes. But yeah, so they don't actually, I was curious to see how high originally a drone had gone, because I feel like that's a record that would be readily available, but it's not, because it's super duper illegal everywhere and they don't want to encourage people to try to fly drones that high. So
what's the most amount of cocaine you've ever done?
Yeah. So 33,000 feet was this Russian one. And the video is just really, really a lot, but we'll put it in the link dump to make sure you see it. So that led me down the path to the Drone Racing League. And it's a professional league where they, you know, build these really cool neon LED courses through warehouse and museums and just all over the place. Really cool setups, arenas, all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just was curious, according to the Drone Racing League, what is the top speed of a drone? So speeds of up to what in miles per hour? They, by the way, bonus fact, all of the drones for the DRL are custom built for speed, agility, performance, but they don't let a drone racer bring in their own drone. Like it is all the league provides everybody with drones, which I thought was,
it'd be like NASCAR providing you with the car.
Yeah. Right.
And it's just who's the best driver.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I'm assuming you're talking about just the drones that they give you, not like U.S. military spy drones and like,
correct, yeah,
stuff that can do Mach 6. And
correct. So their website specifically said skilled pilots fly quadcopter drones through three-dimensional courses at speeds up to blank. And that is my question to you. I'm getting this right from the DRL's website. So right to the source.
All right. So Michael, here's how I'm going to figure this out.
Okay.
The number of words per minute in Guns and Ships is 144 words per minute. If you multiply that by the top speed of a of a top speed of a cheetah, that's 72 miles per hour, and then you divide by the square root of the number of football stadiums in the world, you come up with 215 miles per hour. So I'm going with 215 miles per
hour. Soccer or football?
Yes.
Because I feel like that'll throw off the calculation.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen these races, Nick?
Yes, I have. I think we've actually talked about them on the podcast like 100 episodes mm-hmm. ago. The races themselves. I think we linked to a video. They're like virtual courses. You have to look through the camera of the drone.
Yeah, there's first person view, or it's FPV are the specific type.
Yeah. So I'm going at 215.
215 miles an hour. Okay. Yep. I'm feeling pretty confident that I'm going to be under that. I mean, I'm going to say like 45.
Okay.
Like these are, I mean, they're only top dinner plate size, if my memory serves. They're small drones.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little saucer. And I don't know how you get... I don't know how they do it. I've watched them a while, and it's like, I have no idea how you guys are that quick with them.
Oh, yeah. The idea of just flying something that's moving at any speed through the obstacles they're going through is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, the VR helmets, just to be able to react. That I want to see a sports science that, you know, they do reaction times for different things. I'd love to see the sports science of, with the speed that these things are going to turn and calculate those angles, what's their reaction time? You know, they do that with the goal, like the NHL goalies, right? And they're shooting 100-mile-an-hour slap shots at them. How quickly, in the milliseconds, to react? What are these guys, what are they capable of in terms of reaction time and process time?
So, but yeah, I'll say 45.
45 miles per hour? Okay, so it is actually pretty much right in the middle, 120 miles per hour.
Wow.
So 120 miles per hour. So, yeah, pretty fast. Very, very fast. But yeah, 120 miles an hour in the drone racing league. We'll make sure to put that link in the link dump. And if you're feeling like you want to be a little bit dizzy, they have all of the camera records of what it looks like, what they're seeing as they're piloting these drones. And that's what they're referred to, too. They're all pilots, and there's some big prizes you could win too, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, no, it falls in the line of like esports, I think.
Oh yeah.
Also, you can fly them from anywhere, so why not make that a thing? That's like the have you all been getting into the Gels Marble racing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much.
They're funny.
So yeah, I mean, these are the sports of the new generation.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta. Gotta do.
Right.
And at the end of the day, it's just going to blow us all away. Okay. Well, that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And you'll be back. So we hopefully will see you all again.
Lindsay, those puns are so terrible. You know, history has its eyes on you.
You're not going to let me end with you'll be back. Boo. Oh, man. Boo. But anyway, for Michael especially, because he loved this episode, we'll see you again next time. And I don't know. Now we just messed up the sign off again. So happy opposite day, everybody. Stay right. Well.
Wait, we're ending the show? What did I miss?
We already used that one, Nick. Ay, caramba.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.